It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Community members gathered on Tuesday evening to observe the anniversary of the Sonoma Complex fires. At the end of the service, organizers rang a bell 44 times in memory of each of those who lost their lives in the fires. After the ceremony, KRCB's Steve Bencher talked with Assemblymember Jim Wood and former Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi about how our community is healing.
I remember it was 2 years ago and we talked a couple of times. You were ever present. You were always here. You were trying to help out. Tell me what it feels like 2 years later.
It's different this year. I think a lot of people were still in shock a little bit that this had happened. This year feels different and I struggle to put my finger on it. I went to a dedication of a memorial on Sunday and saw the names of all the victims from Sonoma County there, and that hit me. And that just reinforced that this year feels different.
Okay. Are we at a moment in time when we feel comfortable trusting that PG&E is going to do things in the best interests of everybody right now? Because we're counting on them right now for doing the right thing.
That's what we would hope. And it is hard. It is hard. There's a lot of concern about PG&E, a lot of angst about PG&E. And my hope is that they are indeed acting in the best interests of everybody that they serve.
Okay, thanks so much.
Sure, of course.
Tell me your name and who you are.
Chris Corsi, citizen of Santa Rosa.
Okay, citizen. About 2 years ago, you were the mayor of Santa Rosa, and there was this fire coming over the hill. Are you reliving that today? Are you getting back into that mindset?
You know, it's hard not to be in that frame of mind with the red flag warning, with the public power safety shutoffs. You know, I think today is, it raises a lot of emotions for people regardless. But with all the accoutrements of that red flag warning and the weather warnings we get, I think it's really hard for a lot of people. It's been a tough day, I know, from talking to others. As I said, it'd be a tough day anyway.
As a private citizen, you're also running for office. Do you think that all the different parts of the world who are trying to help us right now, whether it's PG&E, the county, CAL FIRE, do you have a sense that everybody's working together perhaps better than they were 2 years ago, or are there still weak points?
I like to think that we're all working better together and that we have a long way to go to get good enough. The communication between Pacific Gas and Electric and our county and our city, from my understanding, leaves something to be desired. I don't think that people have a clear idea of where to get information. It's coming from all directions right now. We need to have a better central gathering point, whether that's on the internet or wherever, for people to understand how to get information that's reliable. You know, I've been watching social media today, and it's all over the map. I'm failing to find the most reliable place. I found some, but PG&E's website has been down most of the day. That's not acceptable.
Okay. Finally, to your fellow citizens, to the folks who you were leading 2 years ago and you're getting back into public life, do you have a message for them today?
Stay strong and take care of yourself.
That was former Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi and Assemblymember Jim Wood talking to News Director Steve Mencher. We will continue to provide updates on the PG&E power outage on our website, norcalpublicmedia.org.